Welcome to a very special Halloween-centric episode of Toy Pizza. Very spooky, happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, guys. This is my favorite holiday.
This is my least favorite.
Really? I personally really do like Halloween. I'm just going to go on record and say I was a ghost 6 years in a row.
And running.
Yes. That was when you died and you were haunting people. You came back to life.
Mm-hmm. But so this is your favorite holiday, too?
It's not my favorite, but it's definitely one that I enjoy thoroughly. I mean, free candy! Hello?
That's true. Well, so, okay, tangent. Right, starting right off with a tangent. I don't like Halloween that much because I never participated in trick-or-treating. I always stayed at home and passed out the candy. So it was silly for me to go get free candy when we were passing it out anyways.
So you missed the entire experience of Halloween.
Well, it was free candy at home anyways. One for you, one for me.
Halloween was really just an excuse to be a juvenile delinquent.
Yes.
Go around smashing
eggs.
Property.
Yeah.
Smashing eggs, eating eggs, scrambled eggs.
Peeps, people's houses.
Yeah.
Breaking into the house, steal stuff.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Also dressing up. It's great dressing up to someone that
you know. That's a good question. I'd like to know from our fans, what is your favorite Halloween tradition? Besides watching Toy Pizza.
And smashing windows.
Is it summoning demons?
Could be anything.
Hocus pocus stuff. All right, well, you guys...
We got a big show.
We do.
We got to get to it.
What are we covering today?
So we're going to do some spooky toys that we personally have brought in to show you guys.
What kind of spooky stuff we have?
Monstrous, creepy, spoopy. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Anything and evil?
Devilish. Super evil.
Super evil. Yeah, and also some classics in there. Right?
That's right. Our favorite monster toys.
Awesome. Well, first of all, we like to kick it off with a little bit of news. We've got a couple of items we need to cover, so let's hop to it.
Okay.
Number one, Black Glove Kickstarter. Jesse.
Oh, talk about spooky. Yeah,
fill us in.
So,
fill us in specifically. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I don't.
In the Black Glove, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
It's no secret BioShock is my second favorite video game franchise,
right,
behind Metal Gear, of course. Uh-huh. And some of the creators of BioShock, when that studio closed, they spun off, and now they're on Kickstarter, and they have a great campaign that's ending in a few days, and it's for a game called Black Glove. And if you go to Kickstarter and you check out the trailer, this really feels like a spiritual successor to BioShock. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got, magicians and artists, and it's very vaudevillian.
Yeah, it's very, illusion-based. The whole thing about the game is it's called the Black Glove because he wears this glove that has a hole in it, and when you look through it, you see something completely different. And for all we gathered in the trailer and some of the gameplay that's not final, it actually looks really sick. It's reminiscent of Twin Peaks with the floor being black and white.
Yeah,
and
Black Lodge.
Yeah, various rooms with curtains and just like you don't know what's happening. It's very deranged.
But it's like BioShock in terms of like the point of view. And
it is first person.
It's first person. Yeah. I think it's more story based than BioShock was. BioShock had, you know, a lot of action elements. And
sure.
It really is a first person shooter.
Yeah.
So in this game, they get to expand upon the more narrative-based objectives, which I think is interesting.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. I mean, you see a lot of like game developers jumping to Kickstarter. It's pretty cool that it's part of the BioShock team that's going to do the thing.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. It's definitely for a more recent, like, you know, a larger game platform versus like a handheld or like computer. But also just the fact that it's not just like, you know, Left 4 Dead or like a zombie gory kind of like spooky and creepy. It's like almost like Silent Hill, like kind of just like you don't know what's happening, kind of spooky. And I'm really into it.
Mm-hmm. Like tobacco smoke.
Okay.
Going off of that, PlayArt's Kai Final Fantasy. This is pretty interesting. Jesse, you've talked about PlayArt's Kai a little bit on the show already. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a collector, but do you like Final Fantasy?
Specifically this line.
Go ahead, Jesse.
For Advent Children.
The movie.
Correct.
Yeah, for Final Fantasy VII. Yeah. So I have the DVD, and like at the time when it came out, I was just like mind-blowing. Like it was insane, like how great it looked. And then I recently rewatched it, and like because the resolution is so small, like there's a big black window around it, not even just black bars. So like it doesn't look as great as it did back in the day. It still looks nice though.
I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan. However, I'm not a fan of any of the 3D Final Fantasy games. Okay. That's really like Final Fantasy 1-6, which was part 3 originally. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this line only because I think it's only a matter of time before we get Final Fantasy 6 okay. action figures.
All right.
Which would be amazing. One, because that's my favorite game, and I think it's the greatest Final Fantasy game. Mm-hmm. Two, because Yoshitaka Amano, who is, you know, one of my favorite artists, did all the character designs. So it would just be great to get Saban and Edgar and Locke and Terra and all of that cast of characters in PlayArt's form. That would be absolutely amazing. And I think it's coming because we're now seeing some of Yoshitaka Amano's designs show up for other PlayArt's figures. So
okay. Like?
I think it's the Dragoon that they're doing. I'm okay. probably wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But there's a character, I think, from Final Fantasy 2 or 3 that they've just shown. And that is a direct translation of Yoshitaka Amano's designs.
What about Chocobos?
Yeah. Give us a Chocobo.
He didn't invent them. He just perfected them.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to Cloud. I know Cloud being from Final Fantasy VII, mm-hmm. one of arguably the best Final Fantasy for fans out there.
Incorrect.
And seeing him in Advent Children, you know, like as an adult, mm-hmm. is really, really cool. So I'm happy to see him in the figure.
Yeah. Maybe we could ask our fans, what's your final favorite fantasy.
What's your final decision on your favorite Final Fantasy game? Mm-hmm. Moving on to news item number three. Friend of ours on Instagram,
David A. White.
David A. White, yeah. Doing a pizza nut.
That's actually really cool. Can we see a picture of it?
Yeah, it's on screen right now. Okay.
Yeah, and as soon as I saw a picture of it, my mind was blown. I was like, that is amazing.
Yeah, so David White, his Instagram is instagram.com/mechazone. Mm-hmm. He has written all these books about how to draw mecha. This guy is a enormous talent. He mm-hmm. just, the way he can depict robots is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
A little while ago, he started doing his own 3D printed toys, the Mechanauts.
Sure.
And they're amazing, and, you know, the biggest downside to 3D toys is that they feel very grimy or sandy or, you know, in a tactile sense, it's not fun to hold.
It's like holding sandpaper almost.
Yeah,
it's exactly. not smooth.
So he came up with a method that coats these 3D printed figures and gives them, you know, kind of a sheen and a nicer touch. And he's really one of the only people I've seen that is pulling off nice looking, posable, playable mm-hmm. 3D figures. As a huge fan of his Mechanaut line, I was more than happy to oblige his request to do a pizza knot.
Yeah, did he approach you?
He had approached me about, you know, how can he get out there in social media in a bigger way? How can he get new customers?
Well,
and to me, it made perfect sense for him to do his rendition of our character right here.
Yeah.
And we...
Specifically the blue one, right?
Nah, nobody wants the blue one. which, quick side question for our audience. Who do you think should be the leader of the Knights of the Slice?
Very much like Power Rangers, I think the leader should be just someone in a glass tube. And just not one of us.
Because, I'm totally into that.
You know,
I've never seen Power Rangers.
But on the same coin, it really just should be a red.
No, I think I like the idea of like a glass tube, but it's like just like a camera.
It's just a pizza slice. I mean, how about just a pizza slice? You know,
but it should be the green.
Okay, the green pizza slice.
So you guys tell us in the comments. You have three choices: is it brick, lime, or teal? Who should the leader be? Whoever gets the most votes, that shall be the leader.
Or other, like camera or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to pick those three. You can just literally throw out your own suggestions.
Or purple.
This one.
Or purple.
So I digress. So anyway, Pizza Knot is coming. We will tell our fans when it's available for order.
Sure. Is he New York-based?
I think he's a Boston, Mass guy.
So, but we want to have him on the show.
Absolutely. We'll totally have him in here.
And he can present, maybe, the final product.
That would be great.
Perfect.
The last bit of news we've got is actually kind of like a three-parter. First of all, first and foremost, Reaction Line. We haven't talked enough about it.
What is...
Yeah, I just wanted to... I rose my hand because I was asking, what is Reaction?
Okay. Funny. Well, we feature Reaction, of course, thoroughly on this channel, but big announcement, Alien Series 2.
Yes. Now, I know he's really excited about it. I'm happy to see another variation of the Xenomorph, mm-hmm. specifically Big Chap.
Yep.
And I would love to see Ash with the chest buster.
You mean Kane?
I was just kidding because you said that.
Check out our Alien vs. Predator episode, which just went up this month. Super cool. We feature a lot of really neat toys.
And San Diego Comic-Con episode showcasing most of the Reaction line that we own.
San Diego?
Yeah, the San Diego Comic-Con. Because the
playset.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because New York Comic-Con's
back. I guess I'll buy these, sure.
Sure.
I don't want to twist your arm.
Maybe.
Or
yeah.
No, but it's cool because, you know, you have Ripley in the white suit, you know, from the one portion of the movie, and also just Kane, you know, he's wearing all white, and then just like the chest burster is just all bloodied up.
Really no, cool. I think that's actually the figure from Spaceballs.
Oh. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
You know, if you're just now listening or just now tuning into the channel, you know, we joke about reaction because this whole month we've been doing Funko Fridays, and reaction is a line by Funko. So check out every Friday. You know, you're going to get a taste of Funko-ness. We recently did Big Hero 6 Pop Vinyls.
Yes. That's right.
And the movie's coming out.
That's right.
November 7th. November 7th.
Next week.
And so, I think that this Friday is our last Funko Friday for the month of October.
It is.
So tune in for the last one. It's going to be a special one. And let us know in the comments or when you go see the video if you want to see more Funko Friday.
But is it the last one?
And is it that special?
So yeah, reaction alien. We love the reaction line. Jess is a huge fan. He said he's gonna on camera gonna give me the space glitter ones.
Did not say that.
No. Okay, well, next piece of news.
That's actually all the news.
Oh,
that
really?
Is all the news?
That's all the news.
Fit to slice, my friend.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
So, Cade, earlier you brought up Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is, of course, a very popular video game.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other popular video games out there.
You mean like Swamp Thing? No, I'm just
I mean Resident Evil.
Awesome.
Okay, so right here we brought in this, I guess his name is Mr. X, or he's a tyrant specifically from...
Yep. Just. So this is actually Mr. X, which is a tyrant variant, and this one is from the Toy Biz line. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so he's from Resident Evil 2. I remember playing Resident Evil, and I was just like, wow, this game is amazing. And then I just remember for the first time seeing a toy in the store. And really what was recognizable is the game art. Because first of all, the zombie doesn't look like a real zombie. It almost looks like a mannequin with his head turned.
Yeah.
And that, you know, always stuck with me. And I remember seeing the actual first line from Toy Biz. You know, they had Jill, they had Chris, they had the Hunter.
That Chris figure was awesome. Yeah. And the Python pistol that he comes with was so cool.
Yeah, just any of the guns, if you play Resident Evil, you fall in love with the guns.
Sure.
And the monster, you had Chimera, you had Hunter, you had
Lickers.
The Lickers from Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
And then so here is definitely one of the, you know, scarier villains in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Now, I hadn't played in great length any Resident Evil games until Resident Evil 4, which floored me and overtook my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I played it through, I think, 6 or 7 times, and it was just so amazing.
Same.
Resident Evil 5 was fun, but didn't quite capture the magic. Resident Evil Revelations
on
for
the Nintendo 3DS. Things,
for the 3DS.
Great things. They're doing a sequel.
Awesome game. They are doing a sequel. We saw they were demoing it at New York Comic Con earlier this month. I cannot wait for that game because the failings of 5 and 6...
6 is not even worth mentioning. Like, let's make it a movie!
Yeah.
Okay.
6, you know, the failings of 5 and 6 are not present in the Revelation series.
That's sick.
It's just a return to form.
Mm-hmm.
So I have very high hopes for Revelation series 2. And I am sweating profusely under this.
You can always take this off.
No.
Like. Okay.
Must stay in character.
Well, speaking of form, it's pretty cool. This figure comes with basically an alternate form where he grows these gigantic arms and nails and really can just totally take you down. And like he has this kind of hood that goes over his
It should be taking the
jacket off.
Yeah, I know, but I like to. It's funny to put it over the jacket, though. The jacket does come off. It's a nice, like, cloth. I don't know if I really feel like taking it off at the moment, but it is a nice material. What do you want to say?
Speaking really real quick about Resident Evil playing the game. Now, the tyrant being like the final boss in the first one, you know, he's pretty scary, right? You know, he has this big monstrous claw. So Resident Evil 2 comes out, and I guess these guys came out, and they have two monstrous claws, but they're also walking around in these stern, like, military coats, like, oh, like, I'm here to collect taxes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But then him, he's almost comparable to number 3, the scariest tyrant variation of mine, is the Nemesis.
Nemesis.
I mean, number 2 is great with the G-Virus and stuff, and this guy is great. He almost looks like an engineer from Prometheus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
This was one of the toys that I bought, having not played Resident Evil 2, just based on how cool it was and the awesome leather jacket.
Yeah, I mean, Toy Biz did a really, really good job with the, you know, just the details and, like, the paint app and, like, the veins and all these, like, muscles and all this stuff. Like, it's really great. And, like, even just, like, the movement and the articulation on the legs and the arms, really nice figure.
Save it for the show, buddy.
Oh, we're not recording?
No.
Another interesting thing about Resident Evil 2 is that when you bought the game on the inside, it was a mail-away to, like, be an extra in the movie, and that movie never came out.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's a bummer.
And then they were like, oh, let's just do another Resident Evil movie.
So, Paul...
Paul
Thomas Anderson will Giamatti. Still honor that and put you in the next Resident Evil film?
I'm still waiting for my call. I bought the copy of the game. I bought several copies of the game.
Or is it just Paul Anderson? Paul Anderson, right? The director?
No idea.
Look, I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, alright.
Resident Evil 4 is definitely one of the better Resident Evil games, so if you don't and never play Resident Evil, definitely pick up 4.
Yeah.
It will floor you.
It will floor you.
It's for you. And the question, you know, why is this on the Halloween special? Well, because Resident Evil is such a, like, hallmark in the horror genre of video games.
Yes. There are no cooler monsters out there.
Yep.
Except for the monster inside all of us.
Correct. Okay. And we know you guys like video games. We want to do as much video game stuff as we can. So this is our homage to you.
If you replay it, though, it's so funny because if you play one or two, it's just like default noises. They're not as scary anymore, but at the time it blew your mind. But it's just like you hear a zombie coming and you shoot it. It's just like, and then it falls over. But, you know, it's still scary because especially for those cutscenes and someone just popping out the door.
Sure.
Definitely, like you said, a standard in the survival horror.
Absolutely. Genre. I have something stuck in the back of my tooth.
Great.
It might be a noodle.
Maybe it's a noodle. Maybe it's a piece of swamp. Thing. No, but I really do have something stuck in my tooth.
You want to use this to get it out?
I'll be okay.
Okay.
So, my favorite monster, who is totally Halloween appropriate, is an empty box. No, Swamp Thing. You know, I've confessed my love for Swamp Thing many times on this show. And I finally received this Medicom Sofubi.
Very nice.
That is a Hastings exclusive.
Wow. And
this thing is just amazing. First of all, I wasn't expecting it to be this large.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It says 10 inches on the box, but like, that's like a foot.
But who knows how much 10 inches is, you know? There's no way to measure that.
Okay.
It's completely subjective.
I'm going to tell you right now. This reminds me of a giant, well, I guess not giant, same scale. Nope.
Oh.
Venom Sofubi that I have. Venom.
You have a I know.
Oh, the Magneto and the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have
early
Venom.
Early toy biz.
Okay. So it's exactly the same. It's Venom and it's just like this. And I remember getting it for Christmas. You know how you have very few memories when you're a child?
Yeah, because you block them all out because your childhood was terrible.
Yes, exactly.
Because you never had Halloween.
Well, so I woke up and I went to see what Santa had got me, and Venom was under the tree, and I was scared to death because he's, you know, scary in the shadows of the tree. And so
you were 14 years old.
I cried. But yeah, I was 14. But no, he's great. That's an amazing.
I mean, I've written poetry about Swamp Thing. I don't want to get into it right now because I'm still working on some of the rhymes.
I mean, if you want to show some of the Swamp Thing art, you can right now.
Sure.
Okay, it's scrolling on the screen. There are a lot of. I've drawn a lot of pictures of Swamp Thing. I love this toy. I love this line. I love the retro inspired box. It kind of looks like the old Mego boxes. Mm-hmm.
So does Medicom do a lot of Sofubis?
At this scale?
Yeah, they have Superman, Bizarro, Batman, Joker. I could understand why people don't like this line or don't get why these characters look so kind of cartoony or deformed.
Yeah.
Well, but I love it.
It works for Swamp Thing. Are you kidding me?
I also highly recommend that people go out and buy the Alan Moore Swamp Thing trades. Mm-hmm. Because that is just some awesome storytelling. It was really before Alan Moore became, you know, the amazing, prolific writer that he is today. But the stories are crazy and incredibly weird. And we went to St. Mark's Comics with Jake from Vsauce 3. And
was not there.
Oh, we had a great time.
Wasn't that a great time?
It was great. We saw little
there.
Guardians.
It must be nice.
And he said, what trade paperback should I get? And I was like, you gotta get Alan Moore Swamp Thing. Mm. 4 months later, he still hasn't read it. So
bummer. Have we had Swamp Thing on the show before?
We have. We featured him very loosely on Food Fighters?
Mm. Yeah, during our Brian Flynn interview, he name-checked Swamp Thing.
Uh-huh.
I think Swamp Thing is due for a bigger segment, and that opportunity may be grossest toys.
Well,
Swamp Thing is very gross, and I mean, I'm not guilty, but like, I love Swamp Thing
very
as a
guilty.
Kid. And it's just like, I didn't even know that there was a cartoon until my girlfriend showed me it, but I grew up watching the movie, and just buying the toys because it was like the same time as Beetlejuice and Captain Planet. Yeah. And, you know, always having a toy that like did something in water, you know, the color. So like Swamp Thing was one of those, and, you know, Glow in the Dark. And also squeeze the leg and the arm moves. Yeah. Dude, Swamp Thing is just definitely...
Nobody believes you have a girlfriend. Okay, well... Just FYI.
Well, I... Can I have this? No, I'm
scared. Nope. So, we feature him on the show, but, you know, I was thinking something a little bit larger, like maybe having him as a guest or something.
Well, funny you should say that, because Swamp Thing in the film was played by... Ray Wise.
No way!
Yes! We love Ray Wise. I think if there was a...
Ray Wise action figure?
If there was a patron saint of Toy Pizza, it would either be Patrick Stewart or Ray Wise.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. cool. I mean, this is great. Do you think you'll be picking up any more at this scale? I mean, it's going to go in your toy case, I imagine. Are you going to keep the box?
I'm running out of room in the toy case. I'm going to keep the box. I would like to get some other characters in here. What I would love to see is a glow-in-the-dark version of this.
Yes.
I think that would be even more amazing.
Or a clear version of this?
Nope.
Okay.
Can you just, like, dunk him in glow-in-the-dark paint, maybe? Or what would that do?
It's too pricey to customize.
I mean, he is wearing a diaper, so...
But if people want to check this out, go to Hastings.com. There may be a few left in stock. I think it was limited to 300 pieces.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
And limited to what price?
It's over $100.
Oh, boy.
Cha-ching!
Right, dollar the, signs.
The sound
up.
Effect, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely worth it if you love Swamp Things or Weird Toys or Medicom. And so Phoebe's.
Definitely worth it if you love swamps, if you love things, or swamp things. Yeah. Great. So cool. And so that's sort of classic, but we have one more classic left to cover.
So,
can I hold him?
Oh, of course. This is your toy. So next up what we're going to talk about is NECA. I have mentioned them before. It's actually the 30th year anniversary for Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's also the 30th time Nikki has covered an 8-bit NECA paint app.
That's not true. It's only twice, first of all. And no. Two, so it's the 30-year anniversary, time. Actually the 40-year anniversary for Texas Chainsaw, mm-hmm. and 30-year anniversary for Nightmare on Elm Street, which is seriously, still holds up. The original, I will time and time again suggest any horror movie, it would be Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one. It holds up. Everything about it is so great. It's, like, visually just, like, groundbreaking for a horror film. Mm. And anything after that, number two and on, Freddy became a comedian. And, fair you enough. Know, it's kind of tame in that, but it is so gory. And Johnny Depp, if you love him and if you hate him, you can see him get sucked into a bed and something happens. So, anyway.
Spoiler.
Okay, well, right here I have Freddy Krueger by NECA. And this one is particularly special because not only did I get it for a birthday present, but he sits proudly next to my Jason, who is in the NES colorway.
Right. We featured him on the show pretty early on. I think we've talked about him a little bit. Also, Reaction Line. Reaction did an homage to the NES colorway.
Yeah, definitely
as well.
Check out our Funko Friday promo to check out Jason and Freddy side by side in the reaction scale in these colors.
I think we got a couple unboxing videos of those, don't
correct,
we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally check it out. I mean, it's interesting how you know, companies are kind of doing this like retro throwback kind of color thing. Hopefully we see more of that kind of stuff. So, turtles.
Well, so the number one thing I gotta say about this, worth mentioning, is yes, his colors are different because of the Nintendo colorway, but the thing that's so funny is that in the main title screen you see Freddy's gory face and he's holding up his hand. And what the game developers didn't realize is that that's not his hand, that's his glove.
Yeah.
So they literally made his hand like flesh colored and just made knives coming out of his like fingers.
Yeah.
And just like, that's what's going on there. So that's what they did with the classic Freddy mold that NECA does. Mm-hmm. And they just painted his whole glove in that color.
Was the developer, was it LJN?
Yes, it was.
Ah. So, LJN, of course, did the Dune line, did Silverhawks, Thundercats, you know, they were a toy company that was also producing NES games.
And, yeah, cool. Any NES game that they produced, well, chances are it was bad.
Yep. Yeah, that's my memory.
So, because this is not an Amigo-style NECA toy, it's all plastic. So, those ridges in his pants, the wrinkles in his sweater, it's all very hard plastic. So, that's the only downside about it.
I have some ridges in my pants.
Well, that's good.
So, are you so big of a Freddy fan that you would actually wear Freddy shoes?
Oh yeah! I totally forgot. So Jesse and I were talking. Okay, Jesse and I were talking, and he actually has some more information about this scrapped sneaker by Nike that never made it to production. So they were so close to production, they literally made boxes and boxes, and then last minute decision, they scrapped it and ordered all sneaker shops that received the shoe to send them back. And of course, they didn't. And
it smells horrible.
Okay. It smells like burnt flesh. It
smells like bok choy.
Okay, that's just, it smells like swamp.
Swamp choy.
So, you said you worked with New Line for a little bit.
I did work with New Line handling licensing, and Freddie and Jason and Leatherface were under my charge. That deal, or that proposal, did pass through my doors while I was there. I cannot comment any further.
It's all your fault that it did.
Yeah. Imagine it's like you just like messed up a signature or something like that, and you're like,
I lost the paperwork.
Yeah.
I wish I had more insight. This was already well underway when I came on board.
Sure.
But I do remember I had a pair of these in my office, and I, for whatever reason, didn't take them with me, and Lord knows where they are now.
Well, it's a
Lord,
piece.
Yeah. Why would she know?
Well, it's a piece in sneaker history, but again, until I spoke to you, I had no idea that this was not canceled, because a lot of people say that this was canceled because Nike was making it without New Line's permission. Meanwhile, you're telling me that just the proposal or deal...
I have no comment.
Okay.
So, back to the toy. I have a question. Why does he have a hole in his...
Moths.
...back?
Yeah.
Mothies.
No,
it's for the movie. No, dude, it's just... his sweater is just tattered and stuff like that. And he has several holes in his sweater, like here.
But no, that is a very distinct hole. It looks like a belt or something.
Maybe his shirt was meant to be a little longer, and then if he pulled his pants down, he'd have to take off his sweater. And he goes, doo-doo.
I don't know, man. Doo-doo. I don't think so. I think.
And the show's hit a
I
new
feel
low.
Like a belt goes there or something.
A belt goes into his back sweater hole.
Like Ninja Turtles or something, you know? Like puts.
Freddy doesn't wear a belt.
Well, it looks like something goes there. Like a stand or something.
It might have been the moles, I would say, from the toy.
Yeah, game. Well, explain the holes in the bottom of his shoes, huh? And explain why it says Andy on the bottom of his shoe.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, sorry, this came out in 2011, or it was... Oh, no, I guess it's just the mold was. And, yeah, I really don't know the actual release date for this, but it was just given to me as a gift for my birthday, and just to go with the Jason, but it could be an exclusive, but yeah. I just... don't know where.
You know, I love the way they do the packaging. We've talked about it before. The packaging is really great. Totally worth keeping.
I threw it out, unfortunately, but it did resemble the game art from the Nintendo game.
I threw it out.
Freddy's a great semi-classical monster, but I think monsters go back a little even further in film.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us about what you got over there?
Okay, so up in Beacon, I saw this character, and it Jesse revealed to me that
don't go telling people where we go toy shopping. We're gonna create competition for ourselves.
That's right.
Anyway, this figure I saw in a box, and I was just like, man, he is so cool. And Jesse revealed to me that he's actually a Burger King fast food toy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I lost him. And then I managed to meet someone locally for another Creature of the Black Lagoon with another sealed from the same line.
Can I open it?
Of course, it's yours.
I remember this being at Burger King, but I didn't actually pick any of them up at the time. Here, ooh, a sticker.
When is this?
Let's see.
That?
This was right here in 97 for
yeah.
Burger King.
Here.
This just smells like dust.
So this is Dracula, I think, right?
Are you kidding me?
No,
you see
it
the
says
picture?
The Wolfman.
Yeah, Dracula.
Oh, boy.
These figures show up all the time, though.
Oh, my gosh. Burger King Kids Club. You guys remember this?
Well, that's yours.
Look, and it still had, like, the guy with the hat and the...
That's pretty cool.
Zap Brannigan.
Oh, look. Let's do the super official Burger King Kids Club membership application.
Boing!
So cool. The Wolfman, he's in a coffin.
Ooh!
And then he just
pops
Cookie
Crisp.
Yeah, right?
This line is great. You know, these always show up as part of, like, G.I. Joe lots on eBay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little dusty. Or that's some spores and fungus, and we've all been exposed. I think there was a Dracula in this line as well. There was a mummy.
Yeah. Dracula and, no, there was no mummy, actually. Dracula and Frankenstein.
Okay.
Nice try, suckers.
Right, so there was four. It was just Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein, Creature.
Yeah, so these are like 3 3/4 inch scale, so if you need G.I. Joe to fight some monsters.
Fight the Wolfman. But he can come out of this, right?
Yeah,
he
just put him in there.
Can I have this sticker?
Of course.
It's yours.
I want to put it on my locker.
Wait, that's how do you do cool. it? Oh, okay.
Okay.
But it's of Ron Perlman.
So yeah, so Wolfman came with a coffin that he pops out of, and the Creature from the Black Lagoon has a
light-up feature.
Yeah, it's great.
Not a light-up feature. He squirts water.
Oh.
He spits it.
Or vodka.
Or vodka.
If you do it right.
That's funny. Yeah. Whoops. I broke him. Just kidding.
He's like Michael J. Fox.
This is a great line, and I think if you wanted like a modern update... Super 7 Funko Reaction.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's...
the monsters.
Yep. And they are going to be coming out with classics like Bride of Frankenstein. And,
yeah, and Invisible Man.
Really?
Maybe check back on Halloween. Maybe we'll have something to share.
This is awesome.
This
I love
is awesome. Yeah. I can't believe it.
For more fast food Halloween toys, check out our fast food episode where...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the chicken nuggets.
Yeah. No, I've got the...
Grimace. The bird girl.
And a ghost. Grimace is a ghost. The mm-hmm. the bird girl, whatever her name is.
In a pumpkin.
She's in a pumpkin. And the Hamburglar was Dracula.
Or Hamburglar.
No, well.
He was dressed up as a Hamburglar as Dracula.
Yeah. Hamburglar.
He's going to seal your hands, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great. Those are great toys. I found those in a box back home.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I feel like our cup runneth over with monsters.
And, I'm really scared.
With candy.
I feel very spoopy.
Well, let's hit the streets and go trick-or-treating.
Or we can do some...
Right. It's not Halloween.
Q&A?
Oh, let's do Q&A first, right?
Then trick-or-treating.
Q&A. Now, for those of you not familiar, you're just tuning into the show, we'd like to do a little Q&A session at the end of every episode. You can find our Q&A advertisements, I guess you call them, call to action for questions on Instagram. You can leave a comment below on this video where we can find lots of questions, or you can mail us directly at...
Toypieceofmail?
At gmail.com.
Consider it group therapy.
Group therapy, that's right.
But a lot cheaper.
Mm. So this week we've got three solid questions.
They're okay.
No, they're pretty solid. First up is from some weirdo named Jake Rahr. I'm not sure. He says, in a bit of a run-on sentence, he says, is it true that they can't make a Jake Roper action figure because it would require all the plastic in the world just to replicate his muscles?
So is this the same Jake Roper from Vsauce 3?
I think I
the
saw...
The internet bully who keeps pestering us?
I think I saw a video about this on his channel that said, what if in all the world... I combine all the plastic. Would it be enough for my muscles?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember if that was on Vsauce 2 or 3.
Possibly.
But I totally can see a Toy Pizza Vsauce collaboration in the near future.
And this sounds like a challenge to me, so I think we have to prove that there is enough plastic to make
it. We got two plastic here. Three plastic?
That's many plastic.
Four plastic.
That's rich.
Plastic. Okay. So we have many plastic. No, Jake, great question. I guess the only one to answer that is okay.
Moving on. Question two.
All right. Question number two comes from Tales from iDeath, which is basically stories from waiting in line for the iPhone 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very spooky.
They ask, what sites or blogs do you get your news from? I guess they're referring to the news that we talk about at the beginning of the episode. In case you missed the news.
We made up half of them.
Rewind the video.
Let me tell you, when you're a YouTube celebrity, the news comes to you.
The news comes to you.
But failing that... I go to, every day I go to, Toy News Eye.
Uh-huh.
I go to Toy Arc.
Sure.
I like Phil Reed's Battle Grip.
Yeah.
I think that's a great site. And then, not so much anymore, but 4chan used to be a great source for when, prototype pictures kind of first showed up.
And Rule 34.
Great for Rule 34.
And the Fappening, of course. what about, what's it called? Action Figure Insider. Is that around? Did I make that
up? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Julius Marks, yeah.
Okay.
Action Figure Insider, a great one as well. And they really get some good behind-the-scenes scoops.
Yeah. Sure.
Also, just Instagram. If you just follow hashtags and, various people just post new pics and stuff like that. Like
Instagram.
As soon as, Big
one.
Bad Toy Store has, a pre-order available, someone will post it.
Yeah.
I would also say our Tumblr is a...
Yeah.
Fairly okay source.
And Instagram. Or both of our Instagrams.
It's nice for pictures, I would say. Definitely check it out, toypizza.tumblr.com.
Or instagram.com/toypizza/backup folder/miscellaneous.jpg.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's miscellaneous.jpg 1. And
it'll be on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, there's a few.
No, it won't be. I'm calling it right now. It won't be.
All right. Question number three and the final question. We're breezing right through these. Okay, Bear Dead, right? Like a polar bear.
No, I think like Beard Ed.
Oh, Beard Ed, yeah.
Maybe.
Bear Dead?
Beard Ed.
Well, they want to know, what toy line was not finished, this is a weird question. What toy line was not finished that you wish would come back? Nikki had a great answer for this one earlier.
Well, this is the only one that I can think of offhand. I heard that question, and I thought of Mega Man, Sofubi, by specifically Jesse D'Estasio. He's mentioned how there's a couple that just never made it to actual
Souls. Yeah, the Jazzwares line, the Retro Roto. Yeah, there was... the tools actually exist for Woodman and Iceman, but they were not manufactured. It's a shame. We had so many amazing characters tooled up and with plans to bring them to stores. And yeah, I would love to see that line come back for sure.
What about Dune?
Dune would be great. I think Silverhawks, I would love to see come back, particularly because there was a Mumm-Ra mail-away figure that never got made, and it's sort of Mumm-Ra out of his armor. And that would be incredible to earn. Not Mumm-Ra. Oh my god. Monstar. Folks, I'm losing it.
Of course, that's ridiculous that you said that.
Old age is
it's like
creeping
Pokemon.
In.
It's like Pokemon for you. It's like, you could be making it for
first, I blow the... I call Ash Kane, and I quit.
Very embarrassing.
I can't do this anymore.
Very embarrassing.
You said mummy instead of Frankenstein?
No, I didn't. I did not. Replay the tape. I did not say that. Yeah, so Silverhawks, I think, long overdue for a comeback. Do you have one?
You know, like, just going off of top of mind, like, I feel like there weren't enough Futurama figures, or at least there weren't, like, an abundance of them, and that's, like, one of my favorite shows. But then on the flip side, like, you know, there's so many Family Guy figures, and I'm just like, I don't care about Family Guy figures. But, like, I feel like there was some cool people on Futurama that would be interesting.
I mean, there's still a ton of villains from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that they can
hit. Sure,
just, like, never made it. Like, I have a couple of favorites. Like, I'll take the Frankenstein from the Halloween episode. You know, and also the frog that when he ate the Rangers, they would show up in the little emblem on his body.
That, you're describing a fever dream I had.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I can't really think of anything. I don't know if you guys can.
What's your favorite toy line that didn't finish?
Who are you asking, them?
That was the camera.
Are you
the guy behind the camera I was asking.
You breaking? Oh, Roger?
Yeah.
Roger, he's mute. You know he can't. Sorry, Roger. Oh, he's crying. Now you've done it.
Go home, Roger.
Well, guys,
Sister.
I'm sweating to death in this leather, so I think we should hit the bricks. And the only thing left to say is...
Just go subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe to us on iTunes, where you can listen to us on the go in case you don't have time to stick around on YouTube. You can download us from iTunes, listen to us on your iPhone. Also, please send in your pictures. Use hashtag ToyPizza on Instagram. What do you think, Nikki?
Oh, they've been doing a great job with the hashtag ToyPizza. And I guess now we can say, after you do all those things, pizza out!